One weekend every year, the peace and quiet of this central Wisconsin country club is shattered by the barking and baying of hundreds of dogs. They're waiting impatiently to compete in the annual Northern Exposure Dog Sled Races. While it's common to see sleds pulled by a number of dogs, what's not so common is to see dogs pulling a person.
What I'm doing is I am cross-country skiing behind my Siberian Huskies. I'm attached by a belt around my waist, which attaches to a polypropane line, which hooks to their harness, which they in turn drag me around then.
The sport is called ski-joring. All you need is a dog, a pair of cross-country skis, and a bit of courage. Jim Teamer is one of five people competing in this weekend's races. He says ski-joring is like dog sledding without the sled.
I am the sled, yep. And the crashes are much more violent because you're attached. There's no bailing off. You go down with the ship. You tumble.
Jim's a member of the Northern Lights Ski-Joring Club. The club was formed in 1996 and is the only official club in the country dedicated solely to the sport. The club has members from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Jesse and Phil Holcomb founded the club and are competing in this weekend's races. Jesse first became interested in ski-joring when one of her champion blood Siberians turned out to be a poor show dog.
And then I thought, well, I cross-country ski. I could exercise my dogs and ski at the same time. I thought I invented this sport. I just had a rope and I held onto it like a water skier.
Ski-joring doesn't require the skier to use the best skiing equipment, but Phil Holcomb explains that it is necessary to have a proper fitting harness for the dog.
You got to put the harness against the skeleton. You don't want it up here in the muscles. And then as you're pulling from this cross-webbing way back by the tail, it cinches around the body. And it gives them the most freedom of movement and the most efficient weight transfer for the amount of weight you're putting on the dog.
Details about the origins of ski-joring are a bit uncertain, but a couple of those competing said they believe it began when people wore downhill ski equipment and were pulled by Belgian horses. Today, while the sport has transformed into cross-country skiers being pulled by dogs, Jesse Holcomb says the types of dogs used can vary.
We have a woman that does it with two Dobermans out of Merrill. Wow. We have a guy that does it with a curly coat retriever, you know, breeds you don't see every day. And like I said, this is how you learn to utilize the weather that you have.
Jesse and Phil race with Siberian Huskies, but many of today's racers are using a faster dog, the Alaskan Husky.
Siberians were bred to carry light loads, a moderate distance, at a good clip. This is a sprint race. You won't see a lot of Siberians here because they are distance dogs. And that's why you have crossbreds, because they tend to excel.
Jesse says that while they do this mostly because it's fun, there is a certain amount of training involved.
We jog. We have something called a canine cruiser. You guys get springers that fix on the rear axles of the bikes. We have those flexi leads, which are those leads that roll in and out of a plastic container. And that's how I train them how to go left or right. I give them the command when they're actually doing it, and then eventually when I give them the command, they do it.
The snow is soft and the temperatures are warm today. Those conditions make it difficult to race, but winning isn't what's important to Jesse and Phil. Phil says ski-joring is also a way to educate people about dogs.
We want to teach people how to deal with dogs in a social situation. That means the owners need to take care of their dogs, and the people who aren't the owners need to know how to approach dogs in social situations.
And Jesse says that there's one other benefit.
It's just a wonderful way to enjoy what can sometimes be a rather lengthy winter with our canine companions.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Witter in Shawnee, Wisconsin.